time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final hour of today here on this Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you that if you're outside of the 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan's radio signal, you can still listen to the show on our show's website, YourDefendingFathers.com. It is a website dedicated totally to this show. There is a play button there that streams it live, just like on the radio station, and it repeats every 3 hours. So, for an example, you're driving, you're in the car, you're hearing it at 97.7, you're getting outside the range of the signal, you can always switch over to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and if your vehicle has Bluetooth capabilities, you can play the website through your speakers in your vehicle. That's for the newer vehicles that are out there that have Bluetooth capabilities. If not, you can just play it on your phone. Also, every show, all 3 hours, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, repeats every 3 hours on the show's website. So if you missed our first hour, for example, from 9 to 10, it'll repeat on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight. And for the bakers baking the donuts and the bread, 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Then it will also repeat at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, I've got a unscientific poll of a question that I would like to ask you guys. We are heading into a big election year. There's going to be a lot of sponsors running for office. They're going to want to be on this show. They're going to want to sponsor the program. They're going to do commercials. They want to do weekly interviews with me. Some of them want only bi-weekly interviews. Well, we've been reached out to by Steve Gruber. Years ago, we started Steve Gruber out. We helped him get on quite a few stations, Wham Radio in Ann Arbor and a few others, and helped him grow his show. There were some things that happened, a little falling out between Vicky and Steve, and she chose to take him off the air. She took him off of our radio station. She decided to rebroadcast today's show tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 in Steve Gruber's time slot. Gruber has reached out to me. He'd like to bury the hatchet, and he would like to be back on our radio station from 6 to 9 Monday through Friday. Text me Y for yes. If you think Vicky should allow Gruber to come back on from 6 to 9, yes, or N for no. Y for yes, N for no. You enjoy my show replaying tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 because you're not able to listen from 9 to noon live, but you're able to hear it the next morning from 6 to 9. Then no, you don't want Gruber to replace the repeat of my show. Why? For yes, Vicky should bring Gruber back and carry his show live from 6 to 9, Monday through Friday. We'll continue this poll till the bottom of this half hour, and I'll report your vote to Vicky. She's the owner of the radio station. It's her call. Short break. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. And for capabilities of showing these numbers to Vicky as unread messages in this unscientific poll that we're conducting, don't explain it to me. Yes, why for yes, Vicky, please bring back Steve Gruber's show from 6 to 9 on your radio station, on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just text me, yes, why? Why for yes? No, N for no. We like to hear Randy's replay of yesterday's show from 6 to 9. We're not always able to listen live from 9 to noon. So we get up earlier. So 6 to 9, we can hear yesterday's show. And any explanation. I can always listen to it on WIPV, TuneIn app, whatever. Don't do that. Because I'm not going to show her any of those comments. I need you stored in my phone as an unread message. I can see your Y. I can see your N. What my phone will do is give me the number of unread messages I have. So, for example, right now I've got 51 unread messages. Basically, and again, Rod, please, I don't care for his one-sided opinions. I understand that. Again, just text me back your N. Miss P is sending me a question mark. Why? For yes, please bring back Steve Gruber from 6 to 9. N, no, I like the replay of Randy's show from yesterday. Got it. And again, Rod said, I don't care for his one-sided opinions. Well, I'm usually one-sided opinionated as well. Now, I explain my opinions. I explain why I have the positions I have. Steve doesn't always have that much time. He's got so many sponsors. He's got so many interviews that he does with his sponsors. Sometimes he'll blurt out an opinion, not based on a story or a news story like I do. I research and read these stories and know basically what they say when I read the stories and share my opinions about the stories. So, again, I appreciate Rod the reply back. I now have, well, like I said, a minute ago it was 51. Now we're up to 57. And Miss P, question mark. Why, yes, bring Gruber back 6 to 9, and for no, you appreciate it. She says, I'm mixed. Yes, if it would help the station. Okay, so text me why, and I'll put you into the unread list, and we'll read the numbers at the end of this half hour that I'm going to be reporting to Miss Vicky. So why bring back Gruber 6 to 9 and leave it the way it is? Replay of yesterday's show of mine tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 is something you appreciate, something you listen to. Let me know. And then I'll report the numbers. I'll show it to her right in my phone. Now, there is one other benefit. I do want to mention it because Steve mentioned it to me. Steve Gruber has Secret Service clearance. He has access to President Trump to sit down and do interviews with him. He's had him on his show before. He's also interviewed J.D. Vance. He's also interviewed the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. I'm talking Washington. But in addition, because of his Secret Service clearance, he's also has access to Kash Patel, the FBI director, Pam Bondi, the attorney general, Kristi Noem, the director of Homeland Security, that you would be able to hear those interviews on our radio station on the Patriot Voice radio network from 6 to 9 a.m. Are you up that early? Do you listen, basically? And if you don't have a radio station in your area that carries Gruber's show, you'd be able to hear it on our website and on our radio station. I don't have that security clearance. I've never even asked for it. I've never attempted to get it. Why? Because I don't go to Washington. I don't cover Washington. I focus on Michigan news, Michigan politics, whenever there's a huge story about Trump or some of the things he's doing with tariffs or trade deals or Israel. We'll get into that. But I don't need the security clearance that Steve Gruber has. So my question again, is that something you'd be interested in? So why for yes, bring Gruber back from 6 to 9, and for no, you like the repeat of today's show tomorrow morning during that time slot? And I'll keep the voting open for another 7.5, 8 minutes. We'll announce the numbers here at the end of this half hour because I do have other stories I want to get to in Lansing. GOP Republican gubernatorial candidate calls for crusade on Dearborn. This is kind of interesting. Anthony Hudson put out a TikTok. Running to be governor on the Republican ticket is setting up a crusade, quote-unquote, march in East Dearborn for later this month. And yesterday posted on social media messaging that contained Christian nationalists and the well-known conspiracy theorists QAnon themes in order to promote the event. Hudson created the American Crusade on Facebook as well as TikTok to march through Dearborn, Michigan on November 18th, which is 2 weeks from today, and said on social media that it's because that is the day the Dearborn City Council meets. He also stated on his Twitter X account that it would be to protect freedom of religion and to ban Sharia law, which are the holy rules in Islamic religious traditions. Found it kind of interesting, him using his black and yellow theme on not only his hat, but also on his hoodie. He posted on his Twitter X account, attention, calling all patriots November 18th. We will be marching in Dearborn. This will be peaceful. Your religious liberties will be protected. Freedom of religion will not be misconstrued to oppress Christ. Sharia law will be banned. The people of Michigan will be protected. And he's asking that people peacefully protest. He stated that he wants this to be a peaceful protest and didn't want the people who showed up to march on the city council to be loud or obnoxious. Quote, unquote. He went on to say he was posting this on social media, stating that Senator Elisa Slutkin and Governor Gretchen Whitmer had committed treason and should be prosecuted. He referenced the storm, which is a QAnon belief that many politicians would be arrested by the FBI for pedophilia or some other perceived crimes. He followed it up later by stating, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. The light will win. Christ will prevail. Michigan first. America first. Patriots first. Now, the symbology has also been co-opted by white Christian nationalists as a means of inciting a battle between the forces of good and evil at the end times, quote unquote. Hudson also posted a patch of the ghost army, quote unquote, quote, military unit with the head replaced with Pepe the Frog, which is a symbol associated with the alt-right white nationalists and Groper Army, among other white nationalist groups. Well, finally, he had another post on his Twitter X account showing the frog. I have no idea who these groups are. I've never heard of these individuals. Not familiar with it. But the social media posts and the platform X, Twitter, and Facebook were not widely shared or even interacted with by others. The event that Anthony created on Facebook had 15 people interested in the march. Hudson appeared on the debate stage last Wednesday with five other Republican gubernatorial candidates. During the appearance, he said he would authorize the National Guard to go into Dearborn so we can protect the people of Dearborn from Sharia law and all the crap that's happening there, end quote, said Anthony Hudson. Well, the facts are Dearborn has the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the United States. Roughly 55% of its residents claim Middle Eastern or North African ancestry. An internet rumor has Dearborn being run by Sharia law, which is Islamic laws. Although there's no evidence to back these theories up. Dearborn has an elected mayor and a city council. So I'm not really sure where Anthony is extracting this information. But the story's out there. So let's see where this all goes. Let's see how much interaction he gets, and let's see what happens 2 weeks from today, November 18th, down in Dearborn, Michigan. Depending on how they protest, Anthony and his supporters, those who march on Dearborn, may be in for a rude awakening. Okay, again, I just need why. Or yes, bring Gruber back, or N, no, I appreciate the repeat of today's show. I got to show these as unread messages, so don't send me, I'm all for getting Steve Gruber back. I don't want that. Just text me a Y. And let's see how many unread messages. Okay, let's see. Wow. We're at 92 unread messages. 92. Here it is, 11:29. I just got the notice on the clock. So, let's go through these real quick. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, this one, again, I don't see, okay, I see yes, but not a why. That's a yes. Why? It's always good to hear differing opinions. Okay, why?